is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I miss the 90s. Grunge rock, flared jeans, crop tops, scrunchies. Oh, and eating bread was still good for you. And we didn't even know what kale was.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Lead House Impeachment Manager Adam Schiff presenting the Democrats' arguments for President Trump's removal from office for high crimes and misdemeanors as the Senate impeachment trial continues.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in our Democratic elections, abusing the power of his office to seek help from abroad to improve his reelection prospects at home.
President Trump discussing his impeachment trial earlier today before departing the World Economic Forum in Switzerland.
It's a hoax.
Democrats believe the president abused his power and obstructed Congress in a scheme to benefit him personally and politically.
Can you give the other side for once, Fox, and cut the crap? That's 40 seconds of Schiff and Nadler. Is there a second side of that story? What happened to fair balance?
Nonprofit funds to enrich the Trump family. America is listening to Fox News.
We now take you to someone celebrating Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Now I don't think the impeachment trial is going to be finished in 1 week. Of course you can watch the Academy Awards. Well, yeah, Kansas City's got a great offense, but so does San Francisco. That's a great question, Mr. Snuggles. I don't know if Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are going to get back together. That's a good one.
This has been someone celebrating Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
I have never seen anything worse in my life than this impeachment crap. And it's bad enough. There's another side to this story. Murderers have rights. They can call whatever witnesses they want. They get to make their case. And they're trying to control everything. Because this is not about impeachment. It's about removal from office, removal from the ballot. It's got nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. And when I hear that kind of garbage, 40 seconds of very serious and Adam Schiff, who's been lying out his mouth and out his a-hole for the last 3 years, making stuff up out of whole cloth. They have hearings in the basement of Congress. No Republicans allowed. Do you remember that? Is that America? No, it's not. And they wonder why people are getting pissed. I've had it. I have absolutely had it. Impeachment. Newt Gingrich gave Bill Clinton every consideration when it came to witnesses, whatever it was, to make sure that there was no question in the minds of every American that he was going to make his case. And he was charged with 11 actual crimes. And they still couldn't take him out. And it was, in retrospect, not a smart move. But to sit here and listen to them, I got to listen to Fox, pretend that Adam Schiff is a legitimate character in this nonsense, this crap, garbage? No. No, I can't listen to that and sit here and say nothing, and I won't. There's two sides to every story, and we're not getting it. We're not getting it. Jerry Nadler. Justice Roberts went off on Jerry Nadler today. I didn't hear about that. Fox, at the top of the hour. How did you miss that story? I'm taking a break.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Oh, O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger, with product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly. I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Fire Department is looking to expand their ranks. The department held written examinations this morning for over 200 people wanting to become firefighters. Those who pass the reading and math test will then move on to a physical examination. Montgomery Fire Department is looking to fill 40 positions, and those jobs offer opportunities to move to other positions, including medics, special ops, and fire inspectors. Two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The business has the option to appeal the city council's decision. The mother of Auburn murder victim Anaya Blanchard is expected to be at the State House today. State Representative Chip Brown from Mobile will announce proposed legislation that will allow bail to be denied to those who place the public at risk with their release. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This Arctic chill will soon be a memory. Tonight won't be nearly as cold as the last couple of nights. Overnight, low temperature drops to about 34. We're dry tonight, but look for the chance of showers to return by tomorrow, especially after lunchtime. And then showers become likely towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. I think we'll be teasing 60 degrees by Friday and in the 50s over the weekend. Dry this weekend. Sunshine returning Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcast, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 5:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's welcome Brant McDonald. Sir?
Yeah, you there?
We're on the air.
Okay, great. How's it going today, buddy?
I'm not very happy at the moment, but that has nothing to do with you. I'm just seething at this freak show going on in D.C., hearing what I'm hearing, seeing what I'm seeing, and it's making me physically ill. It really is. Other than that, everything's great.
Well, yeah. Of course it is. Of course it is. You know, this whole thing, in fact, when you, I was able to listen to some little comments by Schiff, you know, when he was talking, and he kept saying over and over this little mantra about, you know, we're just supposed to accept it and move on, that or something to that effect. I'm sure you saw it. And then he gets right to the heart of what this is all about. And he says, so we're going to have to rely on the American people to make their verdict in November.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, but that's the purpose of this whole thing. That's the real purpose, is to give them something else to think about other than the economy. That's why we're doing all this. That's, I'm telling you. And at the same time, just to pick on you and get you angry.
Well, I hit my breaking point at 5 o'clock with Fox. With the way they covered it. It's just inexcusable. It's shameless. And I think I would rather not do this job than sit here and listen to this stuff every afternoon. And I am serious. I am real serious because you know what? I'm not going to stroke out on this show, and I'm not going to have a heart attack because I care about this country, and what I see happening puts me into a state of rage. This has gone on for 3 years. It's been nothing. The whistleblower and another guy have been, it's on the record. We're having conversations 2 weeks into Trump's presidency on how to take him out. That's what this is. That's what this is. It's got nothing to do with laws that were broken, things that weren't done 1,000 times by Barack Obama and the other presidents. It's about a political agenda and where they want to take this country. And I don't like it. In fact, I hate it. And now it's getting to me. And it's getting to a lot of people. So,
well, that's
I don't know
why.
What to
and
do
listen, I feel your pain. I really do. It's you know, it's just so tiring and it gets you so worn out. It really does. But that's why I think this whole thing's going to backfire. And I really do. I mean, we talk about this all the time. At the end of the day, I think the average American is looking at this and they're hearing it, but they're not really paying that much attention. I mean, the country's too busy. There's just too much going on. This is a Hail Mary attempt to, you know, redirect the American voters' thinking away from an unbelievable growth story that's going on in America. You look at these earnings that are coming out today. Everyone kept saying, hey, last year we had incredible earnings. It's going to be really, really tough to do to beat that. Well, so far, most of these major reports that are coming out, about 80% of them are handily beating the consensus estimates, and that's why this market continues to go.
Grant, hasn't that been happening? Isn't that another part of this whole equation? They've been underestimating for 3 years. They've been underestimating the number of jobs created. They've been underestimating the growth of the economy every month, month after month, because the same tools that run the media are also involved in that universe. And it's all about spin, spin, spin. So it's great because the good results turn up in people's 401ks and accounts and things thrive. But they got to get the bad news out there in advance. In the meanwhile, for 8 years, all we heard was, well, fell short of expectations, when there was no reason to expect anything to begin with. People aren't dumb. And
right. No. I totally agree. And I just look, at the end of the day, you look at what they're accusing him of, and it is just so watered down. I mean, it's absolutely unreal. And here they come before the Senate, and they're asking the Senate to do the investigatory work that the House is supposed to do. You know, Schiff stands up in front of the Senate today saying, we want to have, you know, Bolton come forward to testify, but yet he never issued the subpoena in the House. He was going to, and then he stopped and said, no, we don't want to do that. Why? And I think it's because of grandstanding. They wanted to save it for, you know, a potential to bring him before the Senate and build momentum and not tip their hand. You know, this thing is so political and so politicized, it's absolutely unbelievable. And this is all they got, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, they know, trust me, they know. They know how well this economy's doing. They see the numbers. Tomorrow, we're going to get weekly jobless claims. There again, another big data point to see, you know, the health of the labor market. I suspect that it's going to be a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Because things are heating up. So this is what you have to do. And really, I have to say, if I shared the same ideology that they do, and I was, you know, seeing this whole thing slip out of my hands, all the power, all the control, their agenda, you know, heck, I might try the same thing.
You know, they tried it in Virginia with the, you know, they're threatening the Second Amendment rights of their citizens there. You've got counties and cities throughout the state away from the district at the northern end of the state who are becoming sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. This should not be happening. The governor and the rest of them were openly disappointed that 25,000 Second Amendment supporters gathered the other day peacefully on Monday. No incidents, no arrests, and just like the Tea Party did in D.C. 10 years ago, left the area that they occupied in better condition than when they found it. So they didn't get the violence. They didn't. It didn't become an excuse for them to seize people's guns that are legally owned. They go after the law-abiding people. This is how they do everything. It's always about the people that actually pay taxes. It's about the people that respect the law. And they're the ones that are getting, for lack of a better term, crapped on. They're here and from this garbage in the Senate. And I've had it. I have really had it. I have to really consider whether I want to continue doing this, because I don't want to feel like this anymore. I'm ready to say that's it.
Well, now I'm serious.
I am serious.
Listen, trust me, I do too. I can remember, you know, many years managing money and seeing the direct impact on asset classes and on investment theses and all the like when you've got anti-business, you know, people in charge of the country.
Yeah.
And you talk about frustrating. I remember one day going on the air with you. I was actually outside. I had to walk outside because I was so upset, and I got a little out of control over the air. But so I understand. I understand. But the good news is we just need to pull back, ignore it, recognize it for what it is, and let's focus on the positives. And, you know, the positives are, there's a long list of them. There really is. And these earnings that are coming in right now continue to be quite strong. We've got a whole other slew of earnings tomorrow. We've got the European Central Bank that's going to come out with their decision on monetary policy. And it's not so much what they're going to do about rates. It's really much more about what they're going to talk about with inflation and all of that. And the world, the rest of the world, really wants to see a change in tone there. You know, because they've got negative interest rates and all of that. We talked about that a lot. You know, so there's a lot on our plate for tomorrow. But as far as U.S. domestic goes, it's still pretty strong. And I just don't see any end in sight.
Well, why would there be? I mean, we got a guy that, and he's talking about a second round of tax cuts. Did you hear about that on Fox News at 5? He wants to cut taxes even further for the middle class. I didn't hear a word about
this.
I got to listen to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff.
This is what we were hearing, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, came on the air, started talking about what we were hearing is coming next. And these are great stories to talk about. Tax reform part two, a blockbuster trade deal with Boris Johnson and the United Kingdom. Around all kinds of infrastructure type stuff that relates to technology and other issues. The issuance of a 50-year treasury bond, which could be quite interesting because there's huge demand overseas for positive yields. Trump knows this. He and the treasury, with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin knows this as well. You could borrow money for 50 years at 3.5%, probably. 3.5, maybe 4. That's unbelievably cheap, historically cheap cost of capital to do an infrastructure deal that could be anywhere from $1 trillion to $2 trillion. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of announcements, I think, still to come that could be really a positive catalyst, potential positive catalyst. But we're just going to have to sit, you know, wait and see. But as I said, you know, right now we continue to hold everything steady where we are. There is momentum in the market. A lot of people call it just a momentum runaway train, but there's a reason for it. I mean, you look at valuations. Valuations are not stretched. They're not horribly overvalued. It's being supported by underlying earnings growth.
Right.
So you know, I feel pretty good about that. And oh, by the way, one last thing, and we can wrap it up, but you look at existing home sales; those numbers came out today. We were up well over 3%.
Oh, we can't have that. We can't have that on Fox News at 5. We got to listen to Adam Schiff.
And listen, we are now at a historic low in terms of inventory. In other words, available residential homes. This includes apartments, okay, that are available to American citizens. It's now. If everyone, we've got a 3-month supply. We're unbelievably tight in terms of housing and available housing. 3-month supply, that's the lowest it's been since 1999. That tells me you're about to see a massive construction boom that's going to take place. That's going to start to show up in the numbers as well.
And Fox will tell us it's just Obama's great economic programs finally kicking in. And that's why I'm going to have to decide whether I want to continue to do this and listen to this crap every day. I got better things to do with my life. I really do. That said, thank you for all the positives. You helped.
You are mighty welcome.
You really helped. There is a lot of positive stuff going on. The thing is, if you're on the outside looking in, here's the man that can put you on the inside, taking advantage of all this growth and all this good news. You don't have to bring your checkbook or any money. Just sit down and talk to Brandt, meet the people he works with at McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, and see how you can buy into this roaring economy. I mean, I heard today some experts think the Dow may hit the 30,000 mark in the not-too-distant future. It's all good. So get in while it is at 387-0094. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management. Brandt, thanks for the chat and for dealing with my seriously agitated condition.
That's okay, buddy. I did it.
You've
I
seen
really
this before.
Did.
You've seen it before, but you were quite the antidote. Yep. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks, Grant. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Weird Al usually comes in good at a time like this. So I think we'll do that when we come out of this break. We're going to stop for traffic. I may be going to see Donnie Turner because during this next break, I'm going to go outside and bang my head into the
front of your vehicle.
Rogue. So I'll be bringing in a lot of dents, Donnie, because I'm accidentally going to go berserk. Because sometimes that feels like the only thing you can do. Bang your head. Seriously, though, if your car ever needs repair from any type of bang that it has experienced, wreck, cosmetic damage, whatever it is, you hate it. You see your car that you love, that you picked out, that you took home from the dealership, and then it's, in an instant, it's suddenly bent up, crunched, scratched paint, the whole nine yards. You got to go through all the grief that goes with an accident, like police reports, talking to your insurance adjuster, answering questions, even if it's not your fault, to make it seem like it is. So at the end of all of that hassle, it's great to know there's a place that can take your car and hand it back to you, looking as good as new, maybe better. And that is Montgomery Paint and Body, delivering that reliable result for 3.5 decades. 27 Wreck with a W is the number for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lake.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Taylor Road is slammed from the Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughn Road. If you're passing AUM over I-85, there's going to be an accident, too, right in front of you at the entrance to East Chase there. Please use caution. The East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, just very, very busy right now and very congested. I-85 and 65, heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. A slowdown 85 southbound to merge 65 northbound. 65 northbound is bumper to bumper from Montgomery all the way up to Cobbs Ford Road. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got to work late because my alarm was busted. The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted because it's one of those days.
Silly segment on Happy Hour, the ironically named Happy Hour. You can go ahead and talk.
How you doing, man?
I'm really only marginally more calmed down than I was 5 minutes ago. Because I've had it.
Yeah.
I have to go see a cardiologist a week from Friday. because it's a, this is affecting me physically. I can't, you know, I just, what are you supposed to do when you're watching the country you love be treated the way it is by these, better watch my language. I just can't sit here, you know, it's over. It's just, enough is enough. So, remember we talked to Melanie yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
From the Wetumpka Tea Party, and they had their candidate fair last night. And she promised to send the straw poll of people who attended.
Right.
And some very interesting results in the straw polling. From the group that was there for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, it looks to me like Tommy Tuberville got the most support at about 25%. Bradley Byrne second with about 23%. And Jeff Sessions at 20 even. There's still a few people that want more. And a couple of handful for Nelson, Mooney, and Adair, who I don't even know were running. And for the nomination for District 2, Coleman, is that percent or number of people within the group that was there? Coleman had the highest level of support, Moore in second, Taylor in third. Brown got none, Hasdorf got a little, so did Rogers for District 2. For president, Trump got all of it, and Weld got none of it. I don't know, who is Weld? Was this another libertarian who wants to get in and screw it up? I have no idea who Weld is. And the rest were local races, but that's an interesting, obviously the people that go to a forum like the one that the Wetumpka Tea Party hosted are people who are actively engaged in the process, that care, that want to go meet the people that are asking for their vote. And I don't know what you can draw, you know, what conclusions you can draw from what we just saw on that PDF, but I think it's, if I'm Jeff Sessions and I see that, I know I have some serious work to do.
You should be worried.
And I sometimes have a feeling that people are so close to the situation they're in or what they want, they're not being told the truth. And right or wrong or like it or don't, President Trump is far more popular than any of the politicians we just mentioned. And just giving the impression, whether, I mean, I remember David Blackman did a blog, a whole blog, on why Jeff Sessions may not be as ineffectual as he appears or unsupportive. It may be part of a bigger picture. I don't think it played out that way. But the perception was that as soon as he got the AG job, he turned his back on the president by recusing himself from Russia. So what do we hear for 3 years? Russia. Was there anything there? No. Because for 2 years, we were told the Mueller report's going to be it. That's the end of Donald Trump. And it wasn't. Because there wasn't there. There was nothing to be seen. And everybody is getting impatient with Barr. We know that Durham is talking to a lot of significant people, but we want to see something. We want justice. We've already got an impeachment trial going on. Meanwhile, Biden, Clinton, Comey, McCabe, these criminals in our own Department of Justice are either still employed or still getting a pension, but they haven't been brought to trial. They haven't been charged with a damn thing. And that's also part of the frustration. How long is this? We've got the president on trial for nothing, for political purposes only. And yet, everybody that listens to the station, doesn't matter what host you listen to or which show you prefer, you're all very good at gathering your own information above and beyond what you hear on this radio station. So you know, Jim Comey lied to us. They committed crimes. They abused the FISA court system using a political document to obtain warrants. This is serious, serious stuff. This is sedition. This whistleblower, 2 weeks, he's still working for the, I guess the NSC, the National Security Council, whatever, some bureaucrat job. And he and another guy are already talking about how they're going to take Trump out. Because they're the ones that really need to be making these decisions. Not some guy that comes in who's never been elected to anything before, a TV host, a billionaire, big playboy. He's going to come in and tell us how to do it. That's what this is all about. A real outsider peeling the blanket back, taking the lid off what really goes on in D.C. And they're scared crapless for us to find out. Ron.
Good evening, fellas.
Hi.
And Miss.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, Greg, I'm sorry to hear that you have to go see a cardiologist. That's, you know, can be some serious stuff. But, you know, a lot of times we have to just remember that we can't change things. And we just have to accept what we can and do something about what we can't. We've been there. And I think one of the best things we can do is pray for our country, pray for our president. And I have 10 grandkids. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to allow these people to ruin the country for them. So the most power that I have as a believing Christian is on my knees.
I agree with you. Rosie can testify.
Yes.
That I believe you, because Rosie just edited my February magazine. I turned it in. I didn't even look at it because I didn't have time, but I sent it in, and it's being, the PDF is coming back, because that's what my next magazine column is all about, the power of prayer. And, yeah, I should be practicing what I preach, I suppose, right now.
Well, it will change things. It will change things.
Yes, prayer does change.
And I believe, like Ron, I believe we're seeing the tumult right now. And there, you've got forces that are trying to distract from the real issues and trying to divide the country and trying to, they know they're going down. And their time is limited. And so they're fighting like crazy to stay alive. But they are going to be exposed. And it's going to be...
Go ahead.
It's going to be bad for them.
Well, that's why I think Trump should sweep all 57 states, Canada and Mexico, too, in November.
Yes.
Ron, thank you.
Kind of reminds me of a prophecy that's coming up, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, but the most thing we can do as Christians, if you're going to worry about it, don't pray. If you're going to pray, go ahead and pray about it. Believe.
Ron, I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ron.
And now we got to worry about this mutating disease, and I hear it's terrible.
Extremely serious. Starts with a slight fever, dryness of the throat. As the virus penetrates red blood cells, the victim becomes dizzy, begins to experience an itching, a rash. From there, the poison goes to work on the central nervous system, causing severe muscle spasms, followed by the inevitable drooling. At this point, the entire digestive system collapses, accompanied by uncontrollable flatulence, until finally the poor bastard is reduced to a quivering, wasted piece of jelly.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Yeah. I haven't thought about that in a long time, and it like, as the clip was playing, I could see it in my head.
Hey, it's the first time I've smiled.
Yeah, man. You look good.
Play it again. Play it again, Sam.
Happy music. Come on, we got 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got to get to the traffic dungeon. We have an appointment there. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a real mess at Taylor Road. We had an accident at the entrance to East Chase. That is back traffic up onto I-85 northbound. People trying to get onto Taylor Road. We have a slowdown from just about Bell Road all the way past Taylor up to Chantilly Parkway, and we have traffic backed up on Taylor Road in both directions at the East Chase entrance. You might want to avoid Taylor if at all possible right now. We are busy all over Montgomery. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. One little mistake can cause a whole lot of people grief this afternoon with the amount of traffic we got going on. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. The mother of Auburn murder victim Anaya Blanchard is expected to be at the State House today. State Representative Chip Brown from Mobile will announce proposed legislation that will allow bail to be denied to those who place the public at risk with their release. The Montgomery Fire Department is looking to expand their ranks. The department held written examinations this morning for over 200 people wanting to become firefighters. Those who pass the reading and math test will then move on to a physical examination. Montgomery Fire Department is looking to fill 40 positions, and those jobs offer opportunities to move to other positions, including medics, special ops, and fire inspectors. Two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The business has the option to appeal the city council's decision. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This Arctic chill will soon be a memory. Tonight won't be nearly as cold as the last couple of nights. Overnight low temperature drops to about 34. We're dry tonight, but look for the chance of showers to return by tomorrow, especially after lunchtime. And then showers become likely towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. I think we'll be teasing 60 degrees by Friday and in the 50s over the weekend. Dry this weekend. Sunshine returning Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
True the baloney. Americans get more excited about Valentine's Day than Christmas.
Really?
No.
A survey was done.
Our survey said
81% of American adults said they genuinely get excited for Valentine's Day compared to just 68% who get excited for Christmas. No. I don't buy that.
I find that hard to believe.
Because I'm always single.
Well, you do have a child. I'm going to assume that at least once.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one time.
Yeah. I suppose it's not fair to compare one because...
Yeah, two different holidays.
Way different.
And one requires, if you're really into it, a lot of preparation, and there is pressure because there's family and... a lot to it. Valentine's Day, it's you.
And you.
And someone you love. And you always have your daughter.
Yeah.
Even
oh,
if
yeah.
there's no significance.
And my birthday is the day after. So I'm just
yeah.
like.
15th?
Yeah.
I have it on my calendar.
So I'll be here.
Are we at Baumhauer's that night? What day of the week? We have
no.
to have a, we have to have a birthday party.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
His birthday's a Saturday.
Mm. We're at Baumhauer's tonight. I picked this story. Oh, it also says our number one goal on Valentine's Day is to receive gifts.
What?
Nah.
I don't believe that either. I don't think we've become that superficial.
Nah.
Well, it was either that or the story of a guy who caught a car thief after a crash that he witnessed and then gave his car to the victim who was hit by the car thief in the stolen vehicle.
Wow.
That's stepping up big time. Happened in Michigan. There's a lot of nice people in Michigan. And John James, I hope, is and pray is the next senator from that state because he's got enormous potential. He could be a president. Anyway, so we still have people who do good things. Here, too, of course, we see that. I'm just being real selfish today. We're going to head over to Baumhauer's after the show for a little, as Bob Baumhauer himself calls it, camaraderie. East of the Rockies.
Greg, my friend, listen, Seth, you look like Howard Hughes before you flew the spruce goose, man. you ought to have lots of Valentine prospects. So, you know, you just keep it up.
But thanks, look, man.
He is a good-looking guy.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wish I had a
Yeah, but
daughter.
Let's remember that Howard Hughes spent his last days locked up in a room wearing rubber gloves and all his hair grown out. And a total germaphobe, and for a guy who had an extraordinarily successful life,
something went wrong.
He's a crazy man, so you don't want to be too much like Howard Hughes. But
no.
East is right. You do have the Howard Hughes stash. No doubt about it.
The lip critter, man. It's there. I was reading those comments the other day. Oh, they're so great.
That's great. Yeah, either that or Gable. You know what I mean? And you got your own teeth, so it's all good. Hey, look. Greg, I just want to encourage you, man. You got everything that I got. You got people that love you. You got a radio. You know, people stop me on the street all the time. Hey, you're East of the Rockies. Yeah, that's me. But look, isn't it great that we live in a country that a doc can look at you and fix you so you don't just drop dead on the people that love you?
We love you, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at you over there.
I want to encourage you, though. When the doctor looks at you, you know, whatever he says, and I've been on that end of it, all right? Whatever he says, do it, and take a four-day, you know, take a long weekend. Go over to Warm Spring, chill, come back, be refreshed. You know, you're going to make it,
Kat. It's funny. I was thinking about exactly that.
Yeah.
This weekend.
A lot of good
going
walks.
Back to Warm Springs, because I do find it very serene there.
I am calling to confirm that, my friend. You do that and know that we're rocking on and we're just so thankful for you, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it.
Thanks, East.
Hey, have a great evening.
You too.
That's a smart man right there. Good words.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Plus, he's an excellent mouse killer.
and a possum relocator.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the mouse in my underwear drawer story? Some other time. 550. We don't. By the way, Mr. Electric, you can't ask for better service or repair from any group than Mr. Electric, all certified master electricians. You call them out, they come at a time that's convenient for you, a specific time that's convenient for you. They assess the work that needs to be done, whether it's repair or installation. They give you an upfront price, and that's what you pay. And when they're done, they tidy everything up. They don't even bring their own shoes into your house. They put on the footies so that they don't even take the chance they're going to bring some dirt inside your home. They do it all right, and they're really, really good at what they do, and we've had them do a number of projects at our place, and all of them have been top-notch. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We had an accident earlier at the entrance to East Chase in the southbound lane. That still has traffic backed up on Taylor Road all the way to the Atlanta Highway. Slow moving, sitting at times. We have another backup on 85 northbound up to Taylor Road that stretches almost all the way back to the East Boulevard. Literally, folks, just sitting on the ramps waiting to merge. It's going to take them a few minutes to get this unraveled. They've been working on it for the past hour. If you're on 85 northbound and you're not getting off at Taylor Road, left lane is your friend. Just saying. Left lane ought to get you by there. We're busy everywhere else around the city. Keep it here. We will try to keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the comic shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC store, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bumbling, the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a twang, and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, how's a fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, give me, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista, Fujiyama, Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archer, Steelson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Told me, ooh, ooh, life is a rock, but the radio's a rock. At the end of my rainbow, there lies a golden ocean.
making friends in Roman salutation. Brenda and the tabulation. Collie Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and Folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kessler. Now I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, Apollo, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper. Gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell. Give me Shell the Miracles and Smokey Bliss. Slide guitars, a Fender Bass, and Mushroom Omelette, Bonnie Brown, the Wilson Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
That a long time, and I played the version that shows the lyrics. I've never seen them before.
I've never heard it.
I was going to say, we'll give a 14-inch tree-topping pizza from the pizza place to somebody who can call up and repeat the whole song back.
Yeah, right.
But we don't have time, because I see Rusty out of the corner of my eye. And we're heading over to Baumhauer shortly. I just, before you leave, wanted to make mention of the fact my friend John Cato, who also owns J&S Landscaping, sent me a text last night, and he wanted me to know he had gone to Jack Ingram and bought himself a new Rogue. And awesome. I said, good taste. A, in cars, B, in dealerships, and he had a great experience there. And thank you, John, and anybody that, you know, whether you need something, you want something brand new, they have all types of vehicles. I occasionally visit the Volkswagen store, because I've known those folks for a long time, and they sell a great product line. The new cars are great. I specifically speak to the signature used cars, because I know, I watched it. I watched it in Tip Tame's office, the vetting process. When a car is traded in, they have to earn their way into the signature used car category, because they have a good vehicle history. It won't be a car with an interior like the one I keep, because I'm just a slob. And so you don't have to worry about that, and but most importantly, an engine that's been signed off on by the mechanics is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. Cute little 2015 Dodge Dart there, huh, Seth? That looks like something that Howard Hughes would drive. You know? Yeah. Hey, put wings on it. It looks like it's ready to go. It's a Dodge Dart. Low mileage, only 37,000 miles in under 10. And several great values. If you're a new driver and you want them in something that provides protection, the 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring Car, that's got some muscle on it, and it's $4,700. So there you go. If you want your new driver to have a little extra protection, that's a good choice. Tip Tames and his team will take excellent care of you. They have over 20 financing programs for people. I've had credit issues, man. I've said it before, and my body temperature was higher than my credit score when I came to Montgomery. It's now very different. Part of that is getting a vehicle, making timely payments, and improving your credit the old-fashioned way. See Tip, Greg, and the finance department. They're at 235 North Eastern Bypass and online at jackingram.com. You going to Baumhauer's?
Probably not.
Well, don't look at me. Like, I understand.
You asked. I was looking
I wouldn't
at
want
you.
To be around me today.
No, I mean, I don't care how angry you are. I still love you.
Come on, Howard.
Can you not laugh when you look at his face?
When your birthday comes around, we'll have Howard Hughes night.
Oh, well.
And we'll all wear gloves and carry, I'll give away souvenir Kleenexes so everybody can be, you know.